How's everybody doing tonight? Yes, God is good. So, Pastor, you know, has been out and he's been getting men to stand and preach the word. And I've been getting a few opportunities. So I'm thankful for that. I know we've heard some good preaching throughout the week. We heard Brother Wayne and Brother Jeffrey bring a message. And so I'm thankful for that. But I'm just thankful for God and his working hand. But today, we are going to be looking at, we're going to be in the book of Genesis tonight. So if you have your Bibles, if you can turn with me to Genesis chapter 22. Genesis chapter 22, and I'm going to start reading here in verse number 1. And it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham and said unto him, Abraham. And he said, Behold, here am I. And he said, Take now thy son, thine only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee of. And Abraham rose up early in the morning and saddled his ass and took two of his young men with him and Isaac his son and clave the wood for the burnt offering and rose up and went unto the place of which God had told him. Then the third day Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. And Abraham said unto his young men, Abide here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come again to you. And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and the lad and laid it upon Isaac his son. And he took the fire in his hand and a knife, and they went both of them together. And Isaac spake unto Abraham his father, and said, My father. And he said, Here am I, my son. And he said, Behold, the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering? And Abraham said, My son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went both of them together, and they came to the place which God had told him of. And Abraham built an altar there and laid the wood in order and bound Isaac his son and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abraham stretched forth his hand and took the knife to slay his son. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, we are in need of your grace tonight, Lord. And Lord, we thank you for your word. Lord, I pray that tonight, Lord, that you'll speak to our hearts. And I pray, Lord, that you'll use me in a special way tonight, Lord. And I pray, Lord, that your Holy Spirit will move. I ask, Lord, that you speak to our hearts tonight, Lord. And I thank you again for your word. I thank you for your son. I pray that you'll find us faithful, Lord, in everything that we do. We give you the praise and we give you the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. I know many of you are familiar with this passage. And for me as a parent, you know, this is a difficult thing for any parent. But the Bible says there in chapter 1, and I want to point this out real quick, that God was tempting Abraham. That word tempting has the idea of God was proving Abraham. He was trying Abraham. When God called Abraham out of his homeland, God had a plan for Abraham. God made some promises to Abraham, and now God is putting him to the test. Abraham's faith in God was being put to the test, his faith in the promises that God made to him. Tonight, We're going to go back to the beginning of when God called Abraham, and we're going to I'm going to highlight some verses through the chapters leading up to this event. And I also want to am going to share with you the fruit of Abraham's faithfulness, in which I believe the Bible teaches that all of us today are still involved in that. I have 4 points with you that I want to share with you tonight. The first point that I want to share with you is the source of the promise. So if I had to title my message tonight, it would be Faith in the Promise. So my first point is going to be the source of the promise. And if you will, we're going to do a lot of reading tonight, okay? So be patient. I believe that a lot of the scripture that I'm going to bring forth tonight speaks for itself. But I'm going to highlight some things, and we're going to do a lot of reading. So go with me to Genesis chapter 12, and we're going to start there in verse number 1. We're going to see God's call to Abraham and the promises that God made to Abraham. Now, the Lord had said unto Abraham, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great. And thou shalt be a blessing, and I will bless them that bless thee and curse him that curseth thee. And in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. So Abraham departed as the Lord had spoken unto him, and Lot went with him. And Abraham was 75 years old when he departed out of Haran. God made a lot of promises to Abraham. We see Abraham's faithfulness in leaving to Haran to go towards Canaan, to that land that would later become the home of the children of Israel, as known today, the country of Israel. Abraham was 75 years old, and he was childless at this time, which will come up here later in chapter 15, as we'll be looking at here in a second. But leading up to this, Abraham and Lot end up splitting ways as they enter into Canaan. And as you know, Lot ends up getting captured, and Abraham goes to rescue him. So we're going to look at, if you want to go with me to Genesis chapter 15. Now remember, Melchizedek just had a meeting with Abraham, and not long after that, God speaks with Abraham in a vision. So go with me to chapter 15, and we're going to start there at verse 1. After these things, the word of the Lord came unto Abraham in a vision, saying, fear not, Abraham. I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward. And Abraham said, Lord God, what wilt thou give me, seeing I go childless, and the steward of my house is this Eleazar of Damascus? And Abraham said, behold, to me thou hast given no seed, and lo, one born in my house is mine heir. And behold, the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, this shall not be thine heir, but he that shall come from out of thine own bowels shall be thine heir. And he brought him forth abroad and said, look now toward heaven and tell the stars, and if thou be able to number them. And he said unto him, so shall thy seed be. And he believed in the Lord, and he counted it to him for righteousness. And the Lord said unto him, I am the Lord that brought thee out of Ur of the Chaldees to give thee this land to inherit. And he said, Lord God, whereby shall I know that I shall inherit it? God promised Abraham that he would bless him and that he would have a son. He said that he would give him an heir. And he told Abraham that his son would come out of his bowels. Now remember, Abraham at this time is 75. He promised the land that Abraham was in, that God was going to give that land to Abraham, to his people, to his seed. And Abraham asked God, "How shall I know of this?" And God made a covenant with Abraham. We don't have time to read those verses, but verses 9 through 21, you read there that God made a covenant with Abraham and he gives him some prophecy of the bondage and of his children and how the children of Israel would be treated. But God makes a covenant with him in verse 18. It says, "And the same day the Lord made a covenant with Abraham, saying unto thy seed, have I given this land, for the river from the river Egypt unto the great river, the river Euphrates." As you all know, Abraham has a son with Sarah here later on, with her handmaid, I mean, not with Sarah, excuse me, but with her handmaid Hagar, the Egyptian. And his name was Ishmael. Okay, now remember, I'm highlighting the promises that God gave Abraham or made with Abraham leading up to the event there in Mount Moriah when he was about to sacrifice Isaac. But remember that God in our text there in chapter 22, verse 2, God didn't regard Ishmael as the son of Abraham, which God makes very clear. Chapter 22, verse 2, God said, "And God said, take thy son, thine only son, Isaac." So God made that very clear. God's promise was Isaac. And although Sarah and Abraham interfered in God's plan, in a sense, God had a plan. And in chapter 17, let's go there if you're following. Chapter 17, verses 15 through 21. And I'm going to read there. And it says there, "And God said unto Abraham, as for Sarah thy wife, thou shalt not call her name Sarah, but Sarai, but Sarah shall be her name. And I will bless her and give thee a son also of her. Yea, I will bless her, and she shall be a mother of nations. Kings of people shall be of her. Then Abraham fell upon his face and laughed and said in his heart, shall a child be born unto him that is 100 years old? And shall Sarah that is 90 years old bear? And Abraham said unto God, oh, that Ishmael might live before thee. And God said, Sarah thy wife shall bear thee a son indeed, and thou shalt call his name Isaac, and I will establish my covenant with him for an everlasting covenant, and with his seed after him. And as for Ishmael, I heard thee. Behold, I have blessed him and will make him fruitful and will multiply him exceedingly. 12 princes shall come, shall he be got, and I will make him a great nation, but my covenant will I establish with Isaac, which Sarah shall bear unto thee at this set time in the next year." So God makes it very clear that his chosen one was Isaac, that Isaac was the son of the promise. That Isaac was the one that God was going to establish his covenant with. And this is very important because of the events that are going to take place there in Mount Moriah. There are some that teach that Ishmael is the one that God made the covenant with, but But it's clear that Isaac is the one. And I believe that it is the Muslim, the religion that teaches that. And my second point, the fulfillment of the promise. And what I mean by this is the birth of Isaac. God fulfilled his promise of Isaac being born and given there to Abraham. So go with me to Genesis chapter 21, verses 7, 1 through 7. Genesis chapter 21, verses 1 through 7. And the Lord visited Sarah as he had said, and the Lord did unto Sarah as he had spoken, for Sarah conceived and bare Abraham a son in his old age, at the set time of which God had spoken to him. And Abraham called the name of his son that was born unto him, who Sarah bare to him, Isaac. And Abraham circumcised his son, Isaac, being 8 days old, as God had commanded. And Abraham was 100 years old when his son Isaac was born unto him. And Sarah said, God hath made me to laugh, so that all that bear here will laugh with me. And she said, who would have said unto Abraham that Sarah should have given children, for I have borne him a son in his old age. So Abraham was 100 years old. And God met with Abraham at the exact appointed time that he said he would. And Sarah conceived a son, and they named his name Isaac. Everything that God had promised Abraham, every promise involved Isaac. God was going to make his covenant with Isaac. He said that. He said that he would establish his covenant with Isaac. Isaac was the son of the promise. And that leads me to my next point, which is a faith in the promise. So in this passage, so here, we're back to our text. And we see the promises that God gave Abraham. See, but now his faith in God was being put to the test. Now his faith in God was being put on display. I can't tell you everything that Abraham was thinking. We are not told, but we know he had time to think about it. The journey to Moriah took how many days? 3 days. So he had 3 days. Again, we don't know what Abraham was thinking about. But I do believe that Abraham was convinced of one thing, that God was faithful. Abraham was convinced that God was going to keep his promises. And all of you are agreeing with me, and I have a question here that says, how do I know this? If you would turn your Bibles to Hebrews chapter 11, verses 17 through 19, if you're following along. Hebrews chapter 11. It says there, Hebrews chapter 11, verses 17 and 19 says, by faith Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac. And he that had received the promise offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said that in Isaac shall thy seed be called, accounting that God was able to raise him up even from the dead, from whence also he received him in a figure. Abraham offered up his son in faith. See, Abraham was convinced that God would raise up Isaac even from the dead. He believed the promises God made him. I believe that those 3 days that Abraham had to travel up there to Mount Moriah, it was a challenge for him, but boy, did God make him a lot of promises. And God was faithful. And he heard the word straight from God. And that is why it's important that we know what the word of God says. Amen. And the promises that are given to us. But we know that God intervened and stopped Abraham from slaying his son, and God provided a sacrifice. Now I want to talk about the fruit of the promise. Two thousand years ago, God fulfilled the promise in verse 22:18 when Christ was put on the cross and rose from the dead. The word says there in 22:18, it says, "And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice." Jesus is that seed of Abraham that every believer has been blessed with in every nation. Paul talks about this in Galatians chapter 3, verses 8 and 9, if you want to go there. Galatians chapter 3, verses 8 and 9. "Foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith, preach before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, In thee shall all the nations of the earth, shall all the nations be blessed. So then they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham." See, God, in Genesis chapter 3, is what Paul's talking about here, is there that he preached the gospel to Abraham. That promised seed would come from the seed of Abraham. I'm really thirsty tonight. So we talked about the source of the promise. We talked about the fulfillment of the promise, which God fulfilled in Isaac. Faith in the promise. Fruit of the promise. And we have been challenged as Christians, as believers in God, as believers in trusting in His Son, Jesus Christ, to be faithful. And I know it's been a challenging year for us, hasn't it? But God is faithful. Amen. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life." And that's a promise. And let me tell you, it has been a difficult and challenging year for me. You know, I just tonight I just wanted to encourage. That was my goal tonight, is to encourage you. Because I know that there's so many of us here tonight that are battling with things tonight. It's been a hard year. We've lost loved ones. I know I have, and I have a aunt that I will be burying soon. Maybe this week, I don't know, maybe next week, another aunt. But we have a rock that we can cling to. We have a God that is faithful. We have a God that has promised. And I want to encourage you tonight, church. Stay faithful. Stay trusting. Keep your eyes on Jesus Christ. Because he is faithful. And my desire is that if you are here tonight and you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, if you don't know him, my desire is that you'll come to know him tonight. And for those of you that do know him, I pray that you be faithful and that you honor him with everything that you are. And yes, it gets hard sometimes. But we got a church family that loves us and prays for us and is there for us. And I'm so thankful to be a part of Metropolitan Baptist Church. I'm so thankful for the men and women here, for our young people, and the faith and the encouragement that I see. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we do thank you again for tonight. Lord, I know that the message was short tonight, Lord, but I pray, Lord, that you worked in our hearts tonight, Lord. And Lord, I pray that you find us faithful. We thank you for these men and your word that were faithful. And even though challenged, Lord, they trusted in you. And so I pray, Heavenly Father, that our hearts desire will be to do the same, that we can follow that example. I do pray for all of these that are here tonight, Lord, that found it important to be here. And I pray for all those that couldn't be here tonight. And I ask, Lord, that you continue to use us for your glory and for your honor. We thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, and it is in his precious name that we pray. Amen. Thank you, everyone, for coming. The altars are open if you want to pray or...